The huge buildup of U.S. troops in the Gulf nation of Kuwait is affecting life in that desert emirate in ways profound and subtle. Kuwaiti machine gunners are posted at traffic circles. There's anxiety over Iraqi Scud missile attacks if war breaks out. And the local tradesmen are nervous. As NPR's John Burnett reports from Kuwait City, business is lousy or business is great, depending on whom you talk to.
Inside the cavernous fish market in Kuwait City, baskets of fresh sea bream, croaker, grouper, and flounder are dumped onto the tile floor, and spontaneous auctions occur on the spot. Fishmongers, with smelly hands and flowing robes, quickly encircle the auctioneer. The piles of fish for sale have gotten smaller of late. The presence of U.S. warships in Kuwaiti ports has prompted the Kuwaiti Coast Guard to declare an emergency fishing curfew. Fishermen are forbidden to go out in most coastal areas from dusk till dawn, so they are not mistaken for a boatload of terrorists, such as those who attacked the USS Cole in Yemen. The fishermen are unhappy about losing their night shift when they say the big schools were easier to find. At least the fish they haul in during the day are fetching slightly higher market prices. So when fisherman Mahmoud Al-Mishari has an extraordinarily good 12 hours, as he did on Sunday, he's made the best of a difficult situation. The numbers he translates from the auctioneer are in the local currency of Kuwaiti dinars.
22 and a half. Now it's 24. He said, okay, 24.
You're happy.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Yeah.
Though the security situation may have inadvertently helped his fish prices, this fisherman has personal reasons for supporting the overthrow of Saddam. Fishing is his sideline. Mahmoud Al-Mishari's real job is an air traffic controller. 12 years ago, when Iraq invaded Kuwait, he says Saddam soldiers brutally interrogated him, thinking he was a military official, and during the course of the occupation, they murdered three members of his family. Al-Mishari corrects himself, they were not soldiers, they were barbarians.
Because my mother is dead, and I have two brothers is dead. Saddam is coming here.
So the Iraqi soldiers killed your two brothers and your mother?
Yeah.
Down the pier, an Iranian boat owner named Hassan Belushi, wearing stylish dark glasses and a moss-green dish dasha, waits for the arrival of a small fishing boat he owns. He, too, remembers the week the Iraqis invaded. They burned all the ships in this harbor, he says, looking out at the boats. They poured gasoline on them and set fire to them or shelled them. They destroyed the fish market also. Belushi has done all right under the new fishing restrictions. Every morning, his fishermen motor over to the waters near the Iraqi border and drop their nets on the schools of fish that feed on the sea life that has grown on the sunken gunboats and freighters that were rocketed during the Gulf War, a small lingering consolation of that conflict. And if there were another war? We hate war, says Hassan Belushi. It would bring devastation with it. We hope Saddam steps away on his own. He adds, when pressed, I hope you go in and kick out Saddam. Just don't harm the Iraqi people. They have nothing to do with Saddam. As Belushi talks, three Egyptian fishermen sitting cross-legged on the wooden dock listen intently. It is their turn to speak up. They say without night fishing, their catch has fallen dramatically. And if they push the curfew, they say the Kuwaiti Coast Guard aims machine guns at their boat and threatens them with fines and deportation. These fishermen were not here during the Iraqi invasion. They were just boys back in Egypt. Today, they adamantly oppose an invasion of Iraq. A man in rubber boots and a Nike cap leans forward. America wants to dominate the whole world and cover it with its wings, he says, making a sweeping gesture with his hands that bumps the microphone. Why don't you just go home and let us fish? John Burnett, NPR News, Kuwait City.